Well, good day, everybody. Pastor Tim Karskan here at Christian Center Shreveport, doing our daily podcast. So glad you joined us. We have entered a new Hebraic month again. Actually, we did Adar once. Now this is Adar 2 because of a leap year. We'll explain that and what the revelation means. Big month. We got so many things coming in the Spirit. Let's press into that. Get this revelation.
Your head down, there's a time, but it's not now. Sometimes you gotta go uninvited. Sometimes you gotta speak when you don't have the floor. Sometimes you gotta move when everybody.
Well, welcome. We're so glad you're with us today and joining us here on, what is it today? It is March 11, 2024. As we've entered a new Hebraic month, Adar 2. So I thought we did Adar already. We did. This is a leap year. Adar 2, some years are what we call a leap month, Adar 2. It's inserted in the Hebrew calendar and usually 29 days there, March and April. This is the time to fully annihilate the Haman of your life. Esther chapter 9. It's time to celebrate in your exile, so you can enter into your redemption. That's one of the meanings of Adar 2. And we're going to get into that here in just a second, the joy of it. Yesterday, if you listened to our live stream from service, I taught on first fruits, the principle of first fruits. I only teach once a year on that. So if you want to go back and listen, I encourage you. It's probably one of the greatest principles other than being born again I've ever learned, because it sets you for life and shows you the principle of him being first and him being the first fruit principle and how we can learn from that and how we can be blessed in that. So check that out on all our platforms, YouTube, Facebook, Rumble. You can check that all out there as well as our app. Okay, let's press into this month, Adar 2, a very important month. Let me give you a little bit of history here. Back in the year 325, Constantine in the First Council of Nicaea introduced a seven-day week. And later in 1582, the Pope Gregory the 13th made additional adjustments due to the equinoxes for our Gregorian solar calendar, which is 365 days, and it focuses on the sun. Now remember, Constantine, many claim him to be the father of Christianity. Fathers, he gave freedom to Christianity. But the day he saw the cross in the sky, he heard the word, through Christians you'll conquer. He was worshiping the sun god. That's why we have Sunday, and we did seven-day calendar week and all so forth. That's where that came from. Anyway, so the Hebrew calendar, in contrast, is on the lunar, or the moon and solar, and its focus is on the moon. It adjusts the solar to the lunar, which is 12 months and is 12 days shorter than the solar calendar. So in a 365-day prophetic declaration book, it can be designed. We can decree it. You can look at the Hebrew calendar starting with Nisan 1, which was coming up. It's the first day of the new moon, which God says is the first month of the year. And we have a prophetic declaration corresponding with that month. Now, on the Gregorian calendar, it's adjusted to the vernal equinox, or the sun, and there will be 29 to 30 days reflection in each month. That's where that comes from. Okay, I gave you a little bit of a history there. So as far as a leap year is concerned, we move on to what we call Adar 2, and we want to decree today. Because why? The Torah says that Passover, or Pesach, as we say, must be celebrated in the first lunar month. So that's Nisan. When the solar and the lunar calendars get out of sync, so you have to add a new Adar. Adar is added. That's what happened here. So the month of Adar must always celebrate Purim, which is a joyous time, right? Redemption, Queen Esther. So this is our very important month for us. And she offered her life to save a nation. The evil Haman was hung. I had a vision the other day, and the Lord said, tell my people that the rope has been prepared, okay? And Dutch Sheets and Chuck Pierce had a word about April, when we go into this month after Purim, that the enemy's plans will unravel. And we decree that they're going to unravel in this month. And I saw this picture, because unraveling is about woven, it's weaved, thread starts to come apart. And I saw that, and the Lord said to me in the Spirit, he said, pull the string and help the unraveling increase. So that we're going to do that in this month as well. So the true month of Adar each year is when Purim is celebrated, and that's later this month, and we will celebrate on, I think it's on the 24th. We're going to celebrate that, and you need to understand how important that is of what the Lord is saying there. We need to understand that two of our day are Adars. We find Purim always in Adar 2, which is closest to Nisan. And our heart's desire here is to move you closer to that in this revelation. It's a tremendous revelation as we get ready to move into Nisan, which is God's first month of his calendar. So it says in Exodus 12, it says, and God spoke to Moses, saying, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in Egypt, the month is to be for you the first month, the first of your year. Now, how do we know that it's the first month? And that's where we have to look for the new moon. And then we will see that in this practical way as we move forward. And this is going to open your hearts to where we are as we see this picture of what the Lord wants to do this month. Now, as we go in, I want you to have an expectancy. Now, in Adar, the first Adar, when we did this podcast, we gave you the picture that was about 100% increase, or 100-fold increase, a better way of putting it. And I'm being honest, we have received that. It has been an amazing month. Now, it's been crazy as the world has lost its mind. But for us, it has been one of increase. It's been a one of miracles. I traveled quite a bit during this month, but I cannot say that I've seen a greater month in a long time, where God showed up mightily and that hundredfold blessing showed up. And I don't want to miss what God is saying through this month each and every time that it happens. Now, when we talk about new moons, in Numbers 10:10, the Lord speaks through Moses on the new moons and says, also at your times of rejoicing, your appointed festivals and your new moon feasts, you are to sound a trumpet over your burnt offerings and fellowship offerings, and they will be a memorial to you, for you before God. I am the Lord your God. So what happens is, when we come into these new seasons, as we're going to finish this one, go a new one, it's called Rosh Kodesh. That's the Hebrew word. As we go in, it's 2 to 3 days. If you watch them in the night sky, very special times on the Hebrew calendar, when the portals, is a type and shadow, the portals of heaven are open. So that, guess what we're doing this month? We're pressing in and pushing to get those portals open. Now, we know we always have open heavens. That's not declared against us. I think the main things that make it difficult in the heavens is religion. People are anti-Holy Spirit, cessationists, people like that. The Sanhedrin, the Pharisees, which that's a type of, is that they want to find their spirituality through their knowledge and their understanding of knowledge, rather than through the things of the Spirit. That's what I was teaching on First Fruits. It's something you will, I don't know if you'll ever, but I don't know if you can really fully understand the principle of First Fruits. It's very difficult, because it doesn't make sense to give your best to the Lord when you could take your best and invest it and make more money, make more opportunity. You know, but what you're doing is saying, Lord, it's yours. Now, I shared this with this church, with the ministry Sunday. You can't bring your first fruits to God, because you don't, they're his anyway. They're not yours, they're his. So when you bring them, and the whole story is, when you ask your sons, it tells us in Exodus, when their sons ask, why do you give first fruits? You say, because we were in bondage. That's what he tells the Israelites to tell their children. We were in bondage and God set us free, and everything we have right now is because of what the Lord gave us. So how can we withhold our first fruits? How can we withhold our best? Well, this month is a preparation of coming into that Passover season, which is also followed by unleavened bread, which Jesus was pure, but then we get into first fruits. So this is a prep month. Seek the Lord on your first fruits, what you should be doing this year as we move forward in this. It is an appointed time. I want you to catch this month. It's to remove anything that's in your way, and also the entering into joy. Now, last week, we shared the revelation of the joy journal, and that's part of this month. Now, our speaker that came, Rob Mazza, he didn't know that. That wasn't on his radar, per se. It was on ours because we were looking for joy this month, and we got it. And now we get an extended season of joy because Adar continues. It's like round two. So let's begin, as what we said in the beginning of this month, Adar 1, let's believe for a 100-fold increase to continue. Why does it have to stop now? No, let's push all the way to the end of the year, the biblical year here. I know you're thinking, well, head of the year is in the fall. That's a whole nother animal. But when you look at Scripture here, Scripture says the first month is Nisan. When you read in the Old Testament, whether it's in Kings or Samuel, whatever, it'll say the end of the second month or the seventh month. That's on this calendar starting in Nisan, which is Passover. So the joy of Adar is what makes this a pregnant month of the year. 7 of 19 years in the cycle of Jewish calendar are leap years. That's where we are, which means you're pregnant with an additional month of Adar. And when there are 2 months in a calendar year, Purim is celebrated in the second in order to connect the redemption of Purim to the redemption of Passover. So we're going to see that. Now we're praying for America. We're praying for the nations. We're praying for so many different things that are in bondage as we are in exile here. So Adar is a month of Naphtali, which means sweetness is to me. And that's a time of celebration so that any curse is overwhelmed or overturned and things become sweet. So Adar is a good month, but it's also a dangerous month, but it's a good month. Let's believe for that right now, that all curses are turned to sweet. Now, I shared this also Sunday. Be careful here. Curses can be self-induced, right? If I'm not faithful in my tithe and my first fruits, guess what? I bring a curse on my house, not God. I do. And so when we get it right, we can start celebrating. We get in alignment with heaven. It's a wonderful time to share, to get in celebration mode because we're ending the year. This is like a New Year's Eve type gathering. We're moving toward that. And we'll find the things that God has for us in this season. This is an identity for you when you walk in this revelation and walk in what God has for you. Now, when you get this understanding of what God is and what he is for you, you need to walk in the fullness of it this month. So I want you to get your ID this month, your identification. Who am I? I'm a child of the King. I'm in alignment with the King. As I come into the end of the year, I've done all I know to do. I've sought his face. I tithe. I gave my first fruits. I prayed for those in need. I made sure that my life was a testimony for his way. So the Hebrew letter that's accompanied with this month is Kuf, and that's the month to remove the masquerade so you can enter into laughter. In other words, remove any mask you have been hiding behind so you can enter into the true joy of who you are. You know, I want you to understand, when you got a facade, it always blocks the joy of the Lord. So let's turn over worry. We talked about it last month. Let's get rid of worry this month. If you're prone to anxiety, whatever, let's believe that this month, finishing this month, will remove that. And as you're faithful, enjoy this laughter, this astounding joy, this amazing light that's coming in the midst of darkness as a characteristic of this month. You can't think about how dark it could have been for Esther and Mordecai. The edict was to kill them all. It doesn't get any darker than that. But in the midst of the darkness, arise, shine, your light will shine, and the glory of the Lord will be set upon you. And it was set upon Esther, Mordecai, and others. And because of that, Israel was set free out of bondage. It saved a people. And then eventually they went back to the land of Israel and began to understand God's ways in the midst of their slavery, right? Because he's trying to show them the difference between the way God does it and the way the enemy does it. and the ways of God are better than any of the ways of the enemy. All right, so this is 8R2. Here we go. 100-fold blessing. I speak it over you today. Increase your joy, your identity, the laughter, the abounding joy, the light coming into a place to dispel all darkness. That is your portion this month. Receive it. I received last month. It happened. Let's receive it this month. Let's see it happen as well. So on this, our first, and our last month, I encourage you, be blessed today and expect greater things in the days ahead. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening to us each and every day. This week, we are on spring break at Christian Center Shreveport, so no Wednesday evening service this week. So if you're trying to watch us online or you want to come in person, we're not going to be there. It's our spring break. Also, we're going to be taking a trip to Japan this week. We leave later this week. And so please be praying for us and guide us in that way. God bless you. Thank you for sowing. If you'd like to sow to Asian Missions, you can do that on our app or website. We thank you for any other giving you bless us with. We use it for the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. All right. See you tomorrow. God bless.